From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. As temperatures drop and Idaho starts to see more snow, some trails are being closed to help protect popular recreation spots within the Boise foothills. So joining us today to talk more about the closures and why they're important is Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway. Doug, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Gemma, for having me again.
So, Doug, which trails are being closed?
Well, right now we have two trails that we have closed completely, and they'll both be closed until more than likely early March. And that's the Old Penn Trail, which is located near the Old Penitentiary Trailhead, and then the Ridgecrest Trail, number 20, which is in Military Reserve just off Mountain Cove Road, very close to our archery range up there. So both of those are in a condition right now that we just can't have any activity on either of those trails, even if they're frozen in the morning. They're just not conducive to being utilized this time of year at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of damage, Doug, is caused when people use these trails out of season like this?
Well, there's a lot of things we experience. First and foremost, the trail itself, when it's muddy, it becomes erosion becomes an issue. Drainage issues happen in the springtime when they start to thaw out. But at the end of the day, you know, these your footprints leave prints inside the trail. And so whether it's tire tracks from your bike or your footprints or even, you know, your pet, a dog can leave prints in there that freeze and then just become parts of the trail that no longer make that trail conducive to being used. And so mm-hmm. that's why we're very careful in putting things in place that help our users know when a trail is usable and when a trail is not usable and which ones to stay off of. And really more than anything, the good rule of thumb is that if the weather's bad, most likely most of the trails are not going to be conducive to being used.
So, Doug, are there ways to help fix the trail if it's damaged? And I'm assuming maybe there would be a cost to that.
Well, there is. And we have a trail crew, and they actually are extremely talented, probably the best in the country. And of course, I'm going to be biased in that opinion, but they can build trails and they can maintain trails. We spend most of the directive time with that group maintaining trails. So they spend very little time actually building a trail. Most of that we do, Gemma, on a contract basis, but they spend most of their time fixing trails that in some cases, it's not user caused. It's poor erosion or poor drainage issues. But for the most part, they are out there in the springtime trying to make a trail that has been misused because of muddy conditions during the wintertime, trying to get it back into condition. So we're usually using that trail crew. They're busy from the crack of dawn till the end of the day, going from trail to trail, fixing some of the issues that, you know, quite honestly, we hope wouldn't occur during the wintertime. But unfortunately, our users love our trail system, and we love that fact that they love our trail system. But we need to be a little bit smarter with the weather conditions that we have, so that those trails are highly usable and functional during the spring and summer.
So I only have a couple of minutes left with you, Doug. So I want to get to this new interactive map that your department has put together, and this is to be able to see trail closures and updates. And so is this just for the Ridge to Rivers trail system?
It is. And so it's something that we just have worked the last several months to put in place, and it's very user-friendly. It's on the ridgetorivers.org website, and it's a very simple map. You can click on any trail, and it will give you a lot of good information, whether it's a dog on leash, dog off leash, or no dogs at all. It'll tell you where garbage cans are, where restrooms are. But what we added to it is it'll now tell you whether that trail is, and we try to update it multiple times a week, at least once a week. Our trail crew will update that website, and it'll tell you whether the trail is muddy, don't use it. That it's frozen maybe in the morning, this particular trail, so you can hit it in the morning, but by mid-morning, you need to be off of it because it's going to thaw and create the mud. It will tell you, and all these are colored interactive features that you use a key on the map that will tell you if it's orange, it's muddy and you may not use it. If it's green, it's dry and, you know, enjoy the trail and you shouldn't have any issues on it. There's very few, Gemma, in our inventory that probably are in that green category. Most are in the frozen early, muddy by mid-morning, please get off of. And with just the rule of thumb, if you get on a trail and it's frozen, you start walking on it and it starts to get a little bit loose and greasy and muddy, we say, please stop, turn around and walk back to the trailhead.
Well, Doug, as always, appreciate you coming in and talking to us more about this so we can keep our trails in the best shape possible. We've been talking with Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway. And Doug, as always, just appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gemma, for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.